Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Gimel, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Dalet. In Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Gimel, we're going to explain the final pasuk of the Vidui Maaser, again the declaration that a person makes, declaring that he separated all of his trumos and maestros, his bikurim, and so on, in the appropriate way. Says the Mishnah, how does the pasuk conclude? It concludes by saying, Hashkifa mim'on kodshecha min hashamayim. It ends with a tefillah, with a special prayer. We're saying to Hashem that you should gaze down, Hashkifa, gaze down from your holy place, from the heavens, and you should give us various brachos, as we're about to describe. And we're basically saying, as the Mishnah says, Asinu ma shegezarti aleinu, we have fulfilled what you asked us to do, what you decreed for us to do. We did our part of the, we fulfilled our part of the bargain. We followed the laws of separating trumos and maestros. Now we're saying, af ata asema shehiftach tana. Now you should please fulfill what you promised us, all of the brachos that we're asking for, that we're davening for, because we fulfilled our side of the bargain by separating the trumos and maestros in the appropriate way and deliver and distributing them as well. Please, Hashem, give us the brachos that we're looking for as well. What are those brachos? The pasuk says, Hashkifa mimonch kodshecha min hashamayim uvarech es amcha es Yisrael. We're again saying to Hashem to look down, to gaze down from your holy place, from Shamayim, from the heavens. Bless your nation, bebanim ubebanos, bless us with sons and daughters, v'yis ha'adama asher nasata lanu, betal umatar uvevaldos behema. And we're saying to Hashem, in the land that you have given us, that you should bless us with dew and with rain, and the our animals should have children and so on. Kasher nishbata lavoseinu eretz vas chalavu dvash. And the pasuk says, as you have sworn, as you promised to our forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. What does that mean? Kadesha titein tam beperos. Also that our fruits, you should put taste into our fruits, into our produce, to allow them to taste good, and to allow everything in Eretz Yisrael to be full of bracha, to be full of a blessing. Continuing now with Perek Hey Mishnah Yodalad, as we discuss precisely those people who can and cannot recite this Vidui Maaser that we've been discussing in the previous four Mishnayos. Says the Mishnah Mikan Amr, from here, this last pasuk, which again is basically saying that the land that you have given us, that you've nishbata lavoseinu, that you promised to our forefathers. So based on this, the Chachamim said, Yisrael umamzerim misvadim, Jews and mamzerim. A mamzer is someone who was born from an inappropriate relationship that wasn't allowed to happen. So a Jew and a mamzer misvadim, they can recite this Vidui Maaser, declaring that the land that you promised our forefathers are Jews. They have the same forefathers, and therefore they can make this declaration of Vidui Maaser after separating their trumos and their maestros. However, aval, but says the Mishnah, lo gerim v'lo avadim mishuchrarim, but convert, someone who converts to Judaism, or an eved, a slave that was freed, may not recite it. Why not? She'ein lohem chelek ba'aretz, because they don't have a strict share in Eretz Yisrael. You can't say the land that was given to us, because they weren't part of that. They weren't initially given any portions of the land, and therefore they cannot be included in the Vidui Maaser. Now, we just know that the avadim mishuchrarim, slaves that were freed, are slaves that sort of start out by a partially converting, if you will. When they become slaves, they have to get a bris milah, they have to get a circumcision, and then once they are become freed, they basically have to go into immerse into a mikvah, and once they do that, then they're full fledged Jews. But again, they don't come from the same lineage, the same heritage, and therefore they can't possibly say the land that was given us, because they themselves and their forefathers weren't given the land. Continuing the Mishnah, finishing off the Mishnah with a machlokus regarding the status of Kohanim and Levim. Can they recite Vidui Maaser for making their own separations? They still have to give certain things, whether it's Maaser Ani, whether a Levi has to give Trumas Maaser. There are different things they have to separate as well. Should they also be saying the Vidui Maaser? As the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, Afla Kohanim and Levim, that Kohanim and Levim should not be reciting this Vidoy Maisa Shelo Notlu Chelek Ba'aretz, because they did not have take a share in the land of Eretz Yisrael. They weren't given any part of Eretz Yisrael. The Shevet Levi didn't get a portion. It was divided up by all of the other Shvatim, not Shevet Levi, and therefore, says their mayor, they should not be getting, they should not be saying the Vidoy, because again, you're saying the land that we received, but they didn't actually receive any land. However, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, no, Yeshlahem Arei Migrash, the Kohanim and Levim have these big open cities. They were given, as the Psukim describe in Sefer Bamidbar, they were given these 48 cities in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they do have areas where they can have ownership and so on, and therefore Rabbi Yossi says that when it comes to saying the Vidoy Meiser, Levim and Kohanim and Levim do have the ability and the right to say it, because they were given a part of Eretz Yisrael, even if it wasn't divided up exactly for them. And as the Bar Tzvi points out, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, namely that the Kohanim and Levim would be obligated in Vidoy Meiser. Quick review, Parakeh Mishnah Yud Gimel, discuss the bracha that we receive, and we say to Hashem, just like we fulfilled our part of the bargain, we separated the Trumas and Meisers, the Bikurim and so on, and we took care of what we had to do. Hashem, now you please give us the brachos that we're looking for, give us the brachos that we're yearning for, the bracha of children, the bracha of the bracha of rain and dew, and the bracha of our animals should have children, taste the fruits should taste good, and so on. And then Parakeh Mishnah Yadalid discussed certain people that might or may not be obligated in these Vidoy Meiser. We said that Yisrael, the regular Jews, and Mamzerim, because they're part of the part of Eretz Yisrael, they were given Chalak, and they were given portions of Eretz Yisrael. Certainly they're obligated in this Vidoy Meiser, because when you say that the land was given to us, they're included in that. However, Avadim that were freed, slaves that were freed in Gerim and converts, are not be included in that, and they would not do Vidoy Meiser because they were not given the land. If they were alive at that time, they wouldn't have been Jewish, and therefore they wouldn't have been given a chel, given a portion in Eretz Yisrael. However, there's a machlokas, as the Mishnah concludes, regarding Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, regarding the question of, do Kohanim and Levim say Vidoy Meiser, because they weren't given direct portions of Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Meir says absolutely not, they do not say Vidoy Meiser. However, Rabbi Yossi, who he paskens, says that they do, because again, they were given these 48 cities, these 48 cities that are also known as Arei Miklat in Eretz Yisrael, and because they could have ownership in those cities, therefore they were included in parts of Eretz Yisrael, and they would say Vidoy Meiser. Have a great day.